Now, if you go onto the Mooney website right now, rte.ie/Mooney, you will see pictures of a lady in hospital, and her name is Kirsty Martell, and the pictures were taken before and after she gave birth last month. Now, how on earth did you get such pictures, you might well ask? Well, the pictures are taken, with Kirsty's permission, I might add, from her Facebook page. As Kirsty went into labour, she kept her friends and her followers up to date with every single detail of baby Elliot's labour. Can you imagine? From beginning to end, using photos and status updates as you do. And so, is Facebooking your baby's birth great use of new technology, I just wonder? Or is it a step too far? Well, please do get in touch and tell us what you think. 51551, email mooney@rte.ie or call 1850 715 900. Elliot's mum Kirsty Martell is on the line now from her home in Houghton Regis in the UK. To start with, Kirsty, will you take me back to the day you actually went into labour? At what stage did you first update your profile on Facebook?
It was on my way to the hospital. It was about sort of 1, 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, you know, well, I'm on my way to the hospital, so really excited. I'll put it on, expecting my next status to say had a baby boy or baby girl. Just didn't expect to go on the way it did.
Well, it was a long labour.
It was, 40 hours.
40 hours? Over a day and a half.
Oh, yeah.
See, us men have no real appreciation of that. I do recall when my own two children were born, and they were fairly, relatively quick. I mean, I was there for the birth of both of them, which I wouldn't have missed for all the world. But I do remember going out and getting a cup of tea and going and getting the paper and coming back, and then things were beginning to happen. So take us through the 40 hours. What were the first few like?
The first few, they were sort of quite strong contractions, but coming every sort of minute, you know, 2 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, it's not going to be, you know, any minute now. So dashed to the hospital, got there, found out there was only sort of 2 to 3 centimetres dilated. Stayed there until about 3 p.m. the following afternoon. Nothing had changed. Pains still coming thick and fast. So they sent me home, although I was still having the pains, to have a bath and a walk and hopefully sort of dilate.
See if you could bring it on naturally.
Yeah. Pains were getting sort of more and more intense. Nothing was really changing. I was in agony, trying to put washing away, trying anything I could to stay on my feet. But if I stayed on my feet, I was in pain. If I lay down, the pains would stop. So I just kept going. Then ended up back at the hospital the following evening, sort of 1 a.m,
mm-hmm.
where they finally sort of said, right, you've had enough of this. You know, you still haven't dilated. We're going to give, you know, do you want any pain relief? And I was, well, what can I have? And they offered me the epidural. That was it. I just sort of stayed there and had him the following morning.
Right. I can hear the television. Is the television or the radio there is keeping Elliot happy there in the background?
Yes.
Very important to have a bit of distraction for them.
my other, I've got a toddler as well. So he's...
Well, how many have you got all together now? Because it seems to be a pretty productive and busy house with yourself and Kevin.
Yeah. I had 5 children. He had 4 children when we met. And then had Elliot together.
Well, Brenda, you're here now. You've got 3, OK? Can you imagine trying to coordinate 10?
No, I think you're amazing for a start. Kirsty, it's wonderful to bring a new baby into the house. It's so exciting. But, you know, you've just brought me back to my own labour, because I was thinking about how would you go on Facebook? Where would you get the time? You know, where would you get the energy from? But actually, especially when you have an epidural and that, there's a fair bit of waiting around between contractions and things going to happen. So you're bored and you do have time. It's a great time to kind of give out to the partner as well and get away with it and be very demanding and all that.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. But, you know, you're bang on. You do actually have the time to go on Facebook.
You do. And it's because it's on your phone nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, it's literally 30 seconds, if that, of updating a status. It's not like back in the day where you were sat at a computer. You know, technology is just moving on so fast. It's amazing.
And how did you manage to get the phone in past security and past all the nursing staff? Because
it's
I
allowed.
Would have thought they're verboten, you know.
They allow it here. I had the phone on me, you know, now and again it was in my hand, and the sort of midwives were in and out, and nobody said anything about there's no phones allowed. There were no signs saying no phones allowed.
Well, do you know the way most women wouldn't want their partner to take a photograph of them if their hair wasn't perfect and the makeup wasn't on and the lipstick wasn't just so, right? We have pictures of you, obviously, on the Mooney website in full labour, sucking on the gas or blowing on the gas or both or whatever. And, I mean, one would know that it's not you at your best or whatever. But how do you feel about everybody looking at those photographs?
I did didn't mind because it was only obviously it wasn't. I wasn't sharing it with the world. It was just my Facebook friends and family. You know, I didn't mind. They know me. They know my sense of humour. Mm. I'm the first person, you know, to make a fool of myself to make somebody else laugh. So they just sort of took it and thought, you know, she's off.
So if it had been a fully public profile, would you have felt differently about it?
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it. No way. You wouldn't. I wouldn't share something like that with the world.
Well, mind you, we're sharing it in the papers yeah. now, in the Sun, and here we are talking about it on RTE Radio 1. But did it make much of a difference when people started seeing it then?
It did, yeah. There was sort of a mixed reaction from people. Majority of people think it's brilliant and they think it's a really, you know, a funny thing. But there were a few negative comments.
Like what?
People were just sort of saying it's a sad thing to do. And, you know, I think somebody actually commented why you should be with your kids, not on Facebook, which made me laugh because, you know, am I supposed to take the kids into the labour wards?
I did see one comment that was made which sounded terribly kind of New Yorkish, saying, stop bloody Facebook and I just have the baby already.
I love that. I love that.
That was my sister-in-law.
Oh, is she in America?
No, but she was recently. She was in New York a couple of months ago.
Do you know what I think, right? I think fair play to you because I think, you know, giving birth is probably, you know, the most incredible thing that you'll probably do. It's miraculous. It's all those things. You know, and in a way, it's a woman at her most natural state, her most beautiful state.
Definitely.
As well. So I think, you know, thumbs up from my perspective on that. The second thing is, how graphic were you? You know, were you talking about, you know, the head is coming out and showing pictures of that or
no,
bouncing ball or where were you at?
It was, I think, you know, when I got to sort of 9 centimetres, sort of said, you know, the baby's coming out. A few of the statuses, I was sort of high on the gas and air and the epidural, so I didn't actually realise what I'd put because I had used, you know, a bit of foul language because I didn't know what I was doing. But it wasn't too graphic, you know, there was nothing offensive. It was just sort of humour mainly.
Well, actually, one of the pictures that we have on the website is you with newly born Elliot lying on your chest. And it is a lovely moment of mum and baby. There's an extraordinary bond in those early moments and minutes and hours of life.
Well, there is. There's nothing like it.
It's amazing. You can see the placenta still attached on the photograph.
And that's how I asked for it. I wanted him to be passed straight to me.
Yeah.
Skin to skin contact, and you know, obviously, you know, my partner Kev took a photo because that's something that you're never going to get back. That moment and the relief that it's all over, and holding your baby in your arms, you know, after growing him for 9 months, it's fantastic.
But Kirsty, to people who might be listening to the Mooney Show this afternoon, who feel that these are innately personal moments that actually shouldn't be shared with even your Facebook close friends rather than a public profile, what would you say to them?
I mean, they're entitled to their opinion, but it's, you know, each to their own. If somebody will want to share things, other people won't. A lot of my friends wouldn't want to share those moments, but with me, it was because I live quite a distance away from my family, and Facebook was just the easiest option to share, you know, the moments with them, because obviously they couldn't be at the birth with me, or, you know, and I wanted them to feel things and to see things, and, you know, from their feedback, you know, they were really glad that I did what I did.
And I suppose if you think about it, every doting parent wants to show other people pictures of their child. You do it at, you know, 2 year, 1 year, 6 months,
actually,
3 months.
Speaking of which, Angus, hang on.
I'm waiting to show you. Yeah. So it's a question then of just how far back you go. Where is it, you know, not a good idea? But I think fair play to you. I mean, you were brave to do it. You were, because we see you, as they say, warts and all. But it obviously meant something to you. You've a great bond with Elliot. He's very quiet in the background there. The television and radio working fine. And it worked for you. So I say 10 out of 10 to you.
Thank you.
I was just thinking, it's not that shocking, really, because we've all got so used to looking at maternity wards, whether we're in them or not, because we're looking at from here to maternity, from boom to maternity, one born every minute.
Yep.
So, you know, people are very familiar with the whole process of birthing now. You know, even children are looking at these programmes and they know what's going on. So I suppose from that perspective, it's not that shocking. But what about Elliot? Will he look back on his 21st birthday and you produce this picture and will he go,
Mom!
How could you?
If he's anything like the other kids, that, you know, they're so used to me. Thankfully, they love me the way I am. They know that I'm sort of, you know, a jovial sort of funny mum. And I'm hoping that he'll grow up, you know, with the same the same respect that the others have got and appreciate what I've done and things that I have done, you know, for him or for all of us, really.
Well, fair play to you, Kirsty Martell, and to Elliot. We wish you many years of happiness with him and with all the rest of the children. And maybe Kevin, now, I hope nothing ever happens to him and his bits, but maybe if he has to go in and get something done, you might do a Facebook page and pictures of him.
That's
as well.
Brilliant idea.
Kirsty, thanks very much for joining us on the Mooney Show.
You.
We're on 1850 715 900. You can text 51551 or email mooney@rte.ie. Oh, Brenda.
What's going on now?
Brenda, not sure here. Some people aren't all that impressed with Kirsty Martell and the way she might look at you and putting her pictures up and all that. By the way, we've been joined by David Carey, psychologist at the Owen Connolly Counselling Centre in Sloran. David, welcome as always.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Kirsty Martell there and the birth of her child. Some of the responses, that's the most repulsive thing I've heard, says Alan.
Man, that's funny. Sorry, go on.
Well, indeed. Tom says, is it not exhibitionism to show photos of childbirth on Facebook? And Fergal wonders, with a voice like that, is she a Villa fan from across the water? It is a whole new phenomenon. Obviously, later on, David, we're going to be talking about office... I can't even say office gossip. Why do I find
office.
That hard to say?
Office
gossip. But let's just talk about this. I mean, presumably 20 years ago, when there wasn't this social networking as we now know it, we wouldn't have had this situation. People could not be going, having children and then showing pictures as you go to friends.
I don't think 20 years ago we could take photographs in the delivery room.
Indeed.
Not quite sure, but I don't think that would have been permitted. You know, I just find this an appalling combination of rampant arrogance in the service of narcissism that I've ever heard of. I mean, this is a woman who's so self-absorbed that she believes everyone wants to see every minute, I think it was, wasn't it?
I hate it when you sit on the fence. I really would prefer it if you tell us
what
you really think.
No, I really find it off-putting, to be honest with you, that someone would be so consumed with themselves that they actually believe everyone wants to know about it.
Well, she did make the point that this was to her limited friends. It's not an open profile that it is to her kind of 500 friends, but it still is. Well, and she does mention that family and friends are far away, so that it was an opportunity to make contact with them and let them share in the joy. But I mean,
no,
as you can see the pictures on
her. I don't buy
her.
Any of that for a moment. No. That's her masquerading as some form of altruist, when in fact what she's really doing is aggrandizing herself by sharing these images. Did she bother to ask if anybody wants to see them, by the way? Or did she just post them up there? I don't think we know that for a fact.
David, is your problem the fact that it was her at childbirth, or if she was cleaning her house and she was taking pictures of it, would it have made any difference?
It would have been the
same thing,
as I'm concerned. Okay. Yeah. I mean, there are certain...
It's not the process of what she was doing.
It's not the fact of childbirth. No, not at all. I think, the point was made, we're well used to that now. We see it on evening television, of course, you know, and on medical shows, et cetera. So I don't think that puts very many people off, except the most puritanical of individuals in society.
And you did hear Brenda asking the question there of Kirsty, of what she thinks that Elliot might think in years to come when he sees those pictures of her, you know, and him, because nobody asked him how he felt about it.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting interlude in the wedding reception for Elliot many years to come, when Mama puts on the slideshow, the PowerPoint presentation.
Although, David, there's a beautiful picture of her holding her son, and the placenta is still there, and it's, you know, such a warm, natural picture that Elliot at his wedding reception will know that he was very much loved when he came into the world, and you can see it from that picture that she shared with all her friends in all the world.
Well,
I'm just putting it out there, just putting it out there.
I can assure you that one photograph will not prove to Elliot that he's loved by his mother.
Okay.
It will be everything that happens from the time she first held him to the time he's at his wedding
reception. Well, in her defence, I'd have to say, David, I felt that I liked the sound of her. I don't necessarily agree with what she was doing, but I did feel that she was a good mother because, they've between herself and her partner now, they have 10 children. She had 6 and he had 4 or whatever. And I did get a great sense of love from them for the children. But I do take the point that you're talking about it. Who's to know in the future years? It's what she does with him from now on that really, really counts, as you say, in terms of how he will feel.
I mean, she's made a great show of it in the beginning, hasn't she, huh? Let's see how, as they say, she walks her talk, you know.
You talk about people and having relationships on Facebook as being the fourth or fifth degree relationships. What are the first, second, third and fourth degrees?
The ones we're having right now, face to face across a desk or in the living room with our loved ones. And I suppose, to a limited extent, our colleagues at work and whatnot. This is what the human brain craves. It's a visual organ. It needs to see people's facial expression. It needs to look at their eyes. It needs to look at their smiles and their frowns and their body language. And that's how we interpret the meaning of communication. Anyone who's sent a text message and has had it misinterpreted on the other end knows immediately that the written word doesn't communicate the essence of human interaction. This virtual friendship business, I'm highly skeptical of. I notice a new phenomenon, and I'm sure that both of you have noticed it too. You go out in the restaurant, and you see two people or three and four people sitting around a table enjoying dinner, and they're on their mobile phones texting other people.
Somebody sent me a brilliant email recently, and it was Socializing 2012, right? And it was a picture of people on the subs bench playing professional football, people in a restaurant, people at the cinema, people in a bus queue, people drive, you know, and every single person was on their phone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It is the third person in a relationship a lot of the time now.
Indeed. She is just an attention seeker. They should not have allowed it in the hospital, says Anonymous. I couldn't agree more with your guest, David Carey, says Breed. You'd be surprised about how little people actually care. I certainly don't care about hearing people's birthday stories on Facebook. I'd rather see the baby in person and hear about the birthing story in person. It never occurred to me to share the boring details about my labour on Facebook, as it occurred only posted pictures of the baby once she appeared and she was cleaned up, says Grania. I have to say though, David, I certainly, when my sister was living in America, my brother still lives there, there was a great joy of sitting with my mum and watching Connor or Niamh sending and seeing them live as we opened presents they had sent us through the post.
Of course.
Is that the first relationship level, but through technology?
Yeah, that's sort of a second relationship level that I think has great meaning to people in the modern age. Of course, and particularly now, this is a rather unfortunate reality in life in Ireland, that people have to move away in order to survive. And so grandparents are quite distant from their grandchildren. Parents can be quite distant from their children. So the advent of technology such as Skype is a wonderful thing.
It is fantastic.
You can talk and you can
see. FaceTime on your phone as well, you see them.
Exactly. But what's good about that? You see the human face, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
So you're not just hearing words, you're actually seeing someone. And how they stand and how they move and smile or frown.
Well, David is staying with us because the principal reason for him being in with us today is to talk about office gossip. It's a simple one. Still lots of reaction coming in about Kirsty Martell. Showing the wedding video used to be a great way to get guests to go home at the end of the evening.
Oh,
I reckon
brilliant.
The birth video would be even more effective.
That's brilliant.
Mary Galway says, always a pleasure to listen to the show. Thank you very much indeed, Mary. And Willie has been on from Dublin 22. Actually, a very serious point that I was aware of. He said, Angus, your item on the lady who published pictures of her giving birth is not the worst I've seen or heard. And this comes with a warning. She said, I remember seeing a programme once where a woman who had recently had a baby, now listen, fried and ate her own placenta on screen. And that's from Willie. That's actually common in the animal kingdom, in cows particularly, and it's called placenta fagia. And actually, we have a report done on that, which we hope to broadcast in the next week or two on the Wild edition of Mooney on a Friday.
Yeah, no, some people are. I think a lot of hospitals offer women the choice to keep their placenta. A lot of women also as well put their placenta away to a hospital, if I can remember, because some of the, I suppose, what makes up the placenta.
The nutrients and all of
that. Yeah, just in case that the child gets sick and they need to form some of the cells again, they need to grow some again, so people put away their placenta. But it's really funny you bring this up, because I was reading an article recently about people eating their placenta, and I thought I would love to meet some women who have done that or are planning to do that, and I would love to talk the whole process through with them. So if you've done it or you're thinking of doing it, give us a call, 1850 715 922, because I'd love to do a little
900.
What did I say? Oh, wrong show.
Wrong show. That's wrong channel.
That's 2FM.
You're banished now. Go to the ball corner.
Oh,
go to the
well, there's
bold
a lot
step.
About
I'm
Jerry
sorry.
Ryan in there, so I can, you can understand I'm
1850 715 900.
If you're thinking of eating your placenta.